I mentioned Scott Isaac, the member of our new Center 5 team, who is older than all of us, but he somehow knows all of this stuff. Of course, I'm joking. What's this about, Scott?
All right, well, it appears to be a viral marketing campaign. We hear about how...
Stop right there. What's a viral marketing campaign?
It is when, for example, Gillette has been doing it with YouTube, making movie spots that appear to be real, but in fact they're really kind of hidden ads for products because younger children and teenagers just don't have the attention span to keep up with traditional commercials. Plus, you know, we have DVRs and TiVos, and we skip through these.
We scan through it all. Yeah.
So companies have been trying to come up with newer ways of reaching out to the audience, and this appears to be one of them. I spoke to a young man in New York City who's from Massachusetts. He was here a couple of weeks ago and took pictures of one of these signs up underneath a bridge in South Boston. And he actually was called...
That picture, and hopefully we can get that on the air for you.
He saw it. It's the same, it appears to be the same one that was found under 93 earlier today.
And as Ed Davis said, there were a number of verifiable, there were connections between these packages, and this logo may have been, for lack of a better term.
From what we've been able to figure out online, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, it's a show that's on the Cartoon Network late at night, geared towards adults, has a movie coming out in March, so it's, you know, totally conceivable that this could have been a guerrilla marketing campaign, if you will, for this movie to get the
word out. Guerrilla underground.
Yeah, you know, just kind of ambushing you with this advertising in places where you might not otherwise expect it.
And Turner owns this channel?
Turner does own Cartoon Network, yes.
And so bring us up to speed. Who would see this if it's tucked on a bridge abutment, if it's tucked under suspension parts of bridge? Who's going to see this?
Well, you know, I think they're hoping that exactly what the gentleman I spoke to earlier, his name is Todd Vanderlyn, did, whereas they see these things, they take pictures of it, they put it on their blogs,
right,
and it spreads around via YouTube, MySpace, whatever, and it gets out there. And all of a sudden, it's free advertising.
So do they suspect that a city like Boston will not respond to the level that it responded to today, that this would happen under the radar, if you will?
I have a feeling that the marketing company probably had no idea that it was going to go this far.